T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dolphins and the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday 4-ish kickoff. That's what Joe told me to say yesterday. 4-ish kickoff for them. 4:05. I like 4-ish. It sounds
4:05.
The injury report for the game on Sunday brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts there treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Jesse Davis, Jakeem Grant, both limited yesterday in practice. Agba, Parker Williams, all full. Oh, by the way, Tua now out this week and possible more weeks with a rib injury. That is your injury report for the Dolphins. Joe on the other side, Richie Incognito and Josh Jacobs both did not participate in practice, but Derek Carr did. He was a full participant in practice. He was the one guy that we were thinking about earlier in the week that might not be playing, but he will be playing in this game on Sunday. That is the injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
They're going to have to do a special on Richie Incognito, his life when it's said and done, for
a hell of every, 30 for 30. Yeah.
Everything that he has been through, and he is still playing into his late 30s, because he is a – when you look for a guard, and by the way, not the most talented guy, and he'll tell you that, footwork and all that stuff, but he just gets after you. He doesn't quit. He blocks you.
Right.
He's not intimidated. There's always a good chance when he's on the field, he's the toughest guy. And by the way, I'm talking about 3 a.m. when he tells his teammates, I'll take care of this, and he sends them home, or he sends them to the car,
right,
and he gets in all the trouble and knocks the guy out at the front. Not saying that happened.
No, but that would be a good example to use.
He's a tough dude.
Yeah.
And there's a reason he's still playing it. Incredible. Is he 30? He's got to be 37, 38 years old.
He's got to be that old, right?
And
he's been playing forever.
He's had mental illness. He's been all over, right? We've just seen him go to Pro Bowls left here after all the trouble. Buffalo gives him a shot, and he goes to like 3 Pro Bowls.
Right. 38, by the way. 38.
Just an incredible story. Looking forward to seeing him. I'm looking forward. I happen to like the guy. I happen to like him and always have. Through his highs and lows and
Richie stuff. Was always good to us here on the show. Always.
But he's got some stories. Well, people have the stories. I think he lost his father, and apparently went a little crazy there.
Remember
in Arizona.
Beat up the car, right? You know.
He's seen it all and been through it all, man, with he and Jonathan Martin, huh? How about right. that?
Third round pick of the 2005 NFL draft.
Just I'm telling you, playing on toughness and you'd love to have one of those kind of guys
yes.
that figures it
Correct.
Out. I always think of Solomon Kinley, kind of that kind of guy, minus all the other stuff that would just, whatever he lacks in footwork or anything that had him go in the fourth round, he would be one of those guys just got after. Even if you beat me from time to time. Now, the thing about Richie's a smart player too. Now,
yep.
Richie, you don't have to worry about running some game and trying to sneak by Richie. He also was really good at that part of the game too, and so anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. By the way, did you see the home and away record in the NFL through the first 2 weeks?
I did not know.
You want to guess? Home record 2 weeks, right? 32
right.
games.
Yep,
so we're not
yep.
trying to get too fancy here. Keep the math simple. 16-16.
Wow!
After
how
about two
that?
Games. What the hell happened to home field advantage?
Not anymore. Right.
Full house and everything's back. Last year, by the way, you wouldn't be surprised by any of that. And I think it was 127-1 and 128 lost and a tie in those situations.
Right.
But, yeah, so far. And the Dolphins, of course, have been part of it. They've won on the road and
lost at home.
So that's kind of what has happened here in the National Football League. I got to get to this other thing. Doc Rivers, what did you guys think about? I thought it was weird. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was really weird. Doc Rivers went on every ESPN show yesterday.
The car wash yesterday.
For one reason. He went on for one reason to go public on how much he wanted Ben Simmons back and try to downplay the comments he made right after the game where he said, I don't know if he's going to be my starting point guard or not. And he kind of threw it like everybody does on the media a little bit. And everything, you know, that was said was taken
out of context.
But
here's the thing with that, and I understand what you're saying, and I get what Doc was trying to do yesterday, but he went on that morning show on ESPN, and Jay Williams, I believe, said something about his comment, like, this was your comment, Doc. Do you want to, you know, just kind of elaborate on what you were saying? And Doc's like, that's not what I said. I said this. And then 2 seconds after he got off the show, they played the cut, and it was opposite of what Doc said.
Yeah.
Like, I just, if you're going to go on and do that and go on the car wash and go on every show on ESPN from morning all the way until midnight, including sports centers and everything, just understand that this was your exact quote.
Well, let me take it next. That was only the first part. I want to take it to the second part here. It doesn't really matter what he says. Ben Simmons needs to play and shut up and quit being a little whiny baby and, like, stop. Don't be mad about what you did in the damn game, having a chance to dunk it and pass it off because you don't want to shoot free throws. Right. Afraid you'd miss the dunk at 6'11". I don't know how the hell you'd miss a dunk. But
you think he plays another game in a Philly uniform?
I think they'd love to trade him, but I think Doc is doing this simply because there's no one out there that's dumb enough to trade for this guy.
Right.
We talked about it yesterday. You were in, like, Sacramento. No one's going to trade for this guy. They owe him
$150
million. Like, he can't play. No one's going to trade for him, so you have to try to smooth this thing over and get
how
this
guy.
How
do you do that, though?
It doesn't matter. Well,
what are you
going to
do?
He can
make his ass sit out.
Yeah, he can retire.
Then you don't get your money. There's one way you don't get guaranteed money. You don't show up. And by the way, Golden State, they came out and got fined $50,000 to say they didn't want him, pretty much.
There's nobody in the league that would be dumb enough to trade for that guy.
Never going to get fair value. Never.
I mean, it's insane.
Never going to get fair value.
Orlando.
About fair value. I don't think anyone would take on that contract.
I think teams that know that they're not going to get free agents, maybe a couple that maybe
no.
would try to.
Absolutely
Orlando,
not.
Oklahoma City, Sacramento. These are not destinations for players.
Zach, nobody wants to be tied to that guy on that kind of max deal.
If you can't get anyone else to
come
to your city.
It's a long contract. It's very expensive.
No
I don't
matter,
think anyone's going
to
do
and,
it.
And let's just get right to the bottom one here. No matter where he goes, he still can't shoot.
Right. Right.
The cities will change. The arenas will change a little bit, but you can either shoot or you can't shoot in those situations.
Right.
Now, maybe he's better off just going to a team that's just bad all the time that goes half the arenas full like Sacramento out there.
Orlando,
you don't
Oklahoma
think
City.
They'd love to trade this guy?
Huh?
You don't think they'd love to trade him?
Oh,
Sixers,
yes.
They would love to. Why do you think Doc Rivers is running around town doing a PR tour?
Because he can't.
Because they cannot trade this guy.
100%. I agree with you. 100%.
It's the only reason he's doing this.
But Doc, man.
Let's go publicly support this guy so maybe he shows up and plays.
I just love Doc. Doc just looks so bad.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
The whole thing. Hey, Doc, you got him under contract. So I appreciate you coming out saying how much you want to keep it. And you got the whole team and all the veterans saying, come on back. We know you can't shoot. We know you're terrible in big games. We know you choke and you can't shoot. We know you've got demons upstairs right now. But we want you back, man. We want to see your nice passes. It's kind of nice for a lot of guys knowing the guy doesn't want to shoot. I'll get you the ball. You shoot. You get fouled and shoot the free throws. Let me defend. I want to be defensive player of the year.
And the way that Doc was trying to explain the situation. Well, you know, a guy like Ben Wallace or Dennis Rodman was so important to a team. And that's the kind of role that Ben Simmons could play for our 76ers. You know, maybe not scoring as much as he needs to, but doing all the other things. And I'm just thinking to myself, Ben Wallace and Dennis Rodman, these were not guys that got max deals. Like, you give a max deal out to a guy that could be a game changer on your team.
You just named were game changers.
Dennis Rodman and Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace just got put in the Hall of Fame, man.
We're not going to go into the Hall of Fame discussion. I get it. He was put in there because he was a great defender. But what could Ben Simmons do that's even equivalent to either one of those guys?
Nothing. They have nothing defensively in common either. Dennis Rodman got after it.
Absolutely.
I know he's a weirdo and a strange dude. And
right.
he's out there and you don't know what he's going to say and do, and he's going to, you know, leave for a while. But that dude, he got after it. He didn't back down from anybody or any situation.
It's the opposite of Ben.
And by the way, I don't think he worked on his shooting, neither one of those guys, in the offseason.
No.
This guy, I think at this point, if you can't shoot and you can't make free throws, and now this is not a guy just 1 year out of college.
No.
He's been in the league for a while.
Can you imagine if Doc went on the tour and was like, I just think Ben's a bum who can't play and I dare him to not show up?
Oh, it would have been great. That would have been fantastic.
There is no question that they're talking about the commissioner stepping in. What's the commissioner going to do?
What can he do?
What's he going to do? Go to try to beg a real bad team to take him? And would you guys take this? Would you take this?
They want four first-round picks and a player for that guy. You think Philly ever gets that?
You can't pay that kind of money for a guy that
can't shoot.
I don't
think anyone give a second-round pick for that bum.
You
cannot.
Because
I think the problem is you got to pay his contract. That's
yes,
the big problem.
Right, right.
If he was playing on the cheap, it'd be one thing.
You can't. He'd be a nice player but he got paid to be a 20.
He shouldn't even be on like a Duncan Robinson contract.
No.
He's not even that good.
No. We'd much rather have a guy can shoot than whatever he does. But boy, I'll tell you what. It's going to be tough for him to go back to Philly.
Very tough.
And he's not even thinking about his teammates. He's thinking about those fans.
Oh, my goodness.
Every game for him is going to be a road game.
Like, by the way, God. The Philadelphia 76ers got to be in the top three of teams that you enjoy watching fail, right?
God. I don't know, Woody. I never think about the teams. I'm looking forward.
I do. So, like, the way that
you're
they
a real
did
miserable. You're a real miserable human being to come out. With three teams
that
you want to.
I was actually talking about this with Zach after you escaped yesterday because you didn't want to speak to anyone here. but like.
So,
you guys got no idea what's going on around here. Of course I don't.
You pulled a spin move yesterday. Our boss was in here. He's talking to me and Zach, and Joe's coming in. He was going to talk to us after the show. Joe pulls a spin move like he was back in his playing days.
Right.
And just you spun back the other way and escaped out of the building. But
what was the story you were going to tell? You always got to bring personal stuff around
there.
Right. He wanted to talk to you. He was very hurt. But no, the Sixers, the way that they spent all those years tanking to get all those number one picks, like it's really nice to see them fail because they went about doing this the wrong way.
Joe,
they tried to cheat the system.
Top five draft picks.
I can't get past he keeps ripping.
I know.
Keep
I'm trying quickly to get back. Fultz, Simmons, Embiid, and Jahlil Okafor. That's what the process landed them. Okafor, not good player.
Either
Fultz traded,
injured,
Simmons garbage.
Injured.
Right. And even Embiid, their best player, is still kind of injury prone. He gets injured every year. Yeah. That was the process. Fans of this franchise and this team, we are going to lose for the next 3 or 4 years. Bad.
Yeah.
Get top draft picks, turn this whole thing around.
Still bad.
Still bad.
Are you? By the way, are you done? Thanks for that story, Zach.
Why can't you just say hello? Like, why did you have to spin move the other way and leave the building?
He was talking to you
guys. By the way,
there's no reason.
Hang on, let me throw this in there. He didn't even leave. He went to another studio to hide so that he could come back after because he had to do something for the show. He had to do something afterwards.
Hollywood, that's wrong.
So I'm calling him. Not only that, but I'm calling him, and I walk over to the other studio. He's in there. He's looking at his phone, and he sees that I'm calling him, and then I see him, like, not take the call.
Right, he muted you, right.
And I'm standing at the door. Like, I'm standing looking at him through
he's
the glass, watching him look at his phone.
He's got you guys to talk to.
All right. Thanks. That was a good Barry Sanders spin move, though.
Thanks. You both saw it.
Yeah, we saw
it. I was like,
it.
Oh, here he comes. Oh, he's out. Remember, we're facing you.
I saw what you guys
did. Hey, where's Joe? I'd really like to say hello.
Right. He didn't say that.
It's like he's right there. Whoop, he
always
was right there.
How you doing?
All right, you guys done?
Tell him you're old and grouchy.
Can you ever leave everything goes on around here? Can you just leave it alone?
No, he likes throwing the garbage out. He does.
He'll be here today. Why don't you say hello? Just say hello. Just be nice.
Like you? Like
I say hello,
nice guy?
Least.
Coming from this guy.
I always say hello.
Three teams you just root for to just be terrible every day. You're just a nice human being.
I don't like the Sixers. I like to watch them fail. It's enjoyable.
Well, give me the other two. You said there
were
three.
Right, you said
there's
three.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said they were in my top three.
Oh, so who's the other the top three?
I like watching the Jets suffer.
Well, it's, you know.
And to be quite honest, I enjoy what's happening at Tallahassee and Florida State.
Okay.
All right, two of those three I could actually agree
with. Are you done?
Central Florida losing, too. The way that that game ended, that was fun,
too. I thought Central Florida is going to be number one for you. Yeah, I really
They're
did.
In there. They're in there.
All right. Well, listen, we got to get
you
moving here.
The thing in Tallahassee is kind of fun.
We'll just keep going. It's your call because you're so tight with the boss. You let us know if you want to keep going here. We need to go to break or not, since you two seem to – you're over there kissing his ass every day and stuff.
Why am I kissing his ass? Because I'm nice to him.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second. Did you know you can get interest rates at even two right now? You know how cheap money is right now? We thought it was going to be going up in the threes. And guess what? It's dropped. Great time to refinance, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans. And you know the other part of this? If you've been to a bank and they're taking forever to get you approved, it's just to even have a conversation with a banker, and it gets a little frustrating over there. And then they tell you, well, your credit score's taking a little hit. We're gonna have to say no to you. Listen, you won't have that with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Can get you approved in half the time of the banks, get you the same great rates. And more importantly, he's like a banker every day because you can always meet with him. All you have to do, and I'll give you his phone number, you can call or text him in just a few minutes. 25 years in the business, 25 years making things happen for everybody here. No nonsense, no runaround, straight talk on whatever it is you're looking. Any questions you might have, especially with money being so cheap right now, so you can lock in a low fixed rate at two. So whatever it is you're looking for, again, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, you've been renting and you're ready to buy and you want to know if you can get approved and how quickly it will take, all that stuff. Take advantage, man. The rates are never going to be like this again when they start going up. Watch out. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. I want to give you a cell phone number right now. I want you to call or text him today with any question you might have, especially if you're just getting a little burned out on the banks. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, it's time for a fantasy football report. It's It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. It makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com. I'm going to keep it kind of at home this week because there is a certain tight end on the Las Vegas Raiders that is a fantasy monster at this point, Darren Waller, who has gotten about 4,000 targets in two games. And when a guy has that...
Most targeted guy in the NFL.
Right. When someone, yeah. something like that happens, usually he's a probably top fantasy scorer in the league, and he has been, not just this year, but last year as well. But that's kind of the focus of the Fantasy Football Report this weekend, keeping it at home versus the Dolphins. Darren Waller, one of the biggest names in fantasy. Obviously, if you have two on your team, you're not playing him for the next couple weeks. And on the other side, Carr has been very good as well, fantasy-wise, putting up pretty good numbers in 2 weeks.
400-plus yards per game.
Right.
Yes, he is.
So that is your Fantasy Football Report. It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Make
with
the good
cranberry.
Stuff.
Tito's and cranberry.
Tito's Handmade Vodka with cranberry. Makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com. And tonight, by the way, 6 o'clock, Zach in the Nose for some more fantasy football knowledge out there.
Okay.
Right here in 5-6.
There you have it. All right. We'll join it tonight.
You're going to go Red Bull? Tito's and Red Bull when you're in Vegas?
Nope.
He's
first of all, will you stop? Will you just stop with
what?
What?
I'm curious what you're doing in Vegas.
I go, hey, by the way, here's a list of what I'm going to do, just so you know, Woody.
You didn't send your itinerary to Woody already?
You get a little jet lag when you get in there?
No, I get my second wind.
That is the right answer.
I would like to know what you're doing while you're there. I really would.
I'm going to stay in my room the whole time and watch movies.
Eating, little gambling, and in the room.
By the way, where are you staying? Can I just say this, though?
Shut up, Hollywood, seriously, dude. The team
enough, man. Right. God, it's getting annoying, dude. You ask me what kind of car I'm going to have. It's going to be a nice one.
You getting a car in Vegas?
Renting a car for a couple days.
Can you imagine, though, the teams? This conversation has to take place before you leave.
Yeah, come on.
So all the teams from the East Coast go out a day early.
Right. You normally leave Saturday for an away game. You're leaving Friday, right? Yeah.
So you have to have that conversation with your guys.
Yep.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. Come on.
100%. What do you think they do? You've heard them. I mean, they're mic'd up.
They got to know at this point.
No, Woody, not everybody's like you, Woody. I'm sorry. So they get together. He'll call them up. He'll say, hey, guys, just before we go, have again on a team meeting. When they get there and they have their meeting to – for the day to tonight, have a dinner together and stuff,
right?
Or have a meeting and before the guys go out and have dinner, because guys do go out and eat. And he's gonna have to say, "Hey, listen, man, there's nothing but trouble."
He's just pointing in that direction,
and he just points, and he says, "You know, you guys got time off. You can't force them to stay in the hotel the whole time, and they got the extra day because they're going tomorrow." Game's on Sunday. You have to have that conversation.
I mean, I think you do. Even though they're grown-ass men making a lot of money.
They're having it.
Are you kidding?
I have to have that conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure they sit down and, hey, we're going to Vegas. Maybe you guys shouldn't go out and get arrested or go nuts the night before that. I mean, come on.
I got to tell you, when guys are on IR and the coach is like, I don't want to leave these guys at home because, you know, you want to be able to watch them. And you got to go on a West Coast swing. You were like,
we're leaving him at home.
No. You wanted to like hoping like you need me to go on this trip. And then those guys are like,
I'm not bringing anyone.
They're having fun
trip.
The whole damn time. They're not worried about they know that they're not playing. But the Vegas thing will be interesting to hear the conversations with the coach and all the players about Vegas, like. Like the guys don't all know already, right. But like,
what's available up and down the strip? What's available at every hotel? What you can and can't do?
How about
do?
You walk in a place and like four tables are full playing blackjack, playing right? $100 a hand.
Right in front of you.
Fired right there.
And every place you go.
Doubling down. Huh? All right, listen, we do have a lot of other stuff that we want to jump on this morning. We've been all over the place. And by the way, Don Strock, one of my favorite guys of all time, is going to join us. Uncle Don, Stroker, whatever, he is going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to him about the Miami Dolphins quarterback situation, get his take on Dolphins offensive line. And I can't believe his tournament has been around for 37 years.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
How many guys stay with their tournament, their charity golf tournament, for 37 years?
Yeah. It's impressive. I mean, you look at everyone
else's
guy.
Not surprised by
no,
Don doing.
But,
that's pretty.
But look around town at, like, the Jason Taylors and the OJs that have these tournaments every year and have different, you know, charity stuff every year. 37 is impressive. 10, 10, 12, 15. Wow, I can't believe. Conine, he does his stuff. Like, everyone has his stuff around here, but no one's even close to 37. Come
37,
on.
Having that tournament, man.
Well, I'm not even 37 years old.
Right.
It's amazing.
He
started this, and yeah, I don't want to get into it. Wow. I was going to say something, and I didn't want to say it. There's no reason to say it. None at all.
You're going soft on us, man.
I'm not going soft, but you
won't tell stories. You won't tell us where you're going in Vegas.
Just wear me out with the stuff, man, and asking me questions.
I just want to know where you're. By the way, I'm not alone in this. The texters would like to know what your plans are in Vegas.
See if I can screw up. Like, how much can I screw up over the weekend?
No, I just think people want to know where you're going. Like, are you hitting a club? Are you hitting the, you know, the high stakes tables? Like, what are you going to be doing?
I'm staying in my room and watching TV.
What about one of those pool parties? You do those?
I see a picture of Joe.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Imagine him at one of those.
I wouldn't want to have to take my shirt off or anything, but yeah, as far as just watching the eye candy.
You know, they have that.
I'm always up for that.
Yeah. They have that at the Hard Rock now. They have like a whole pool party deal with the DJs and everything.
Right. Trying to be a Vegas hotel, man.
You must get out a lot since you know all this stuff. Woody, do you go to some of those things?
I have not been to that one yet, no.
I was just wondering.
When was the last time you were in Broward County?
I actually saw Dave Chappelle at the Hard Rock, but that's
yeah,
the
he did
only
go.
Time.
Right.
I only, for major special events, I cross county lines. All right.
All right. We know enough about you. That's good. We're good.
So you will not share your plans today?
I don't know.
We will pry again tomorrow, though. We'll try.
What did you tell him before the break, a couple breaks ago? If no one would know, would you go to the ranch?
I just
that
no,
was one of
I
the
was
funniest
being serious.
Things
like if you could go to the Lamar Odom Ranch, like, and nobody would find out, your wife would never know. No one would ever tell. Would you go?
What's wrong with you?
How do you answer that?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. Seriously, it's like
where are those?
What
places?
The f is wrong with you? First of all, dummy, all you got to do is just be playing games.
Right.
And they'll find
there,
you.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Not that I know.
No, but yeah.
But they will find you.
Yeah, but that's illegal, though. I don't want to hear
it's
about
it. It's not illegal.
No.
Yes, you're it wrong. Is. It's not illegal.
I don't think it's illegal.
There's no prostitution like in the strip area.
I think you're escorts.
I think that's illegal.
Woody, you got to get caught up. Maybe you need to go out there and sit at one of those blackjack tables for a little while and have a few drinks. And all of a sudden, you start thinking you look real good because this beautiful girl is staring at you, openly hitting on you, and then you have to figure out what you want to do. Now, that's never happened to me.
But it could.
You're an easy target, though. That's the problem.
I'm not
a great target.
Easy target?
Yeah.
What's an easy target?
They see Joe over here.
You think they care
drinking,
what you look
he's
like?
Playing like, you know, a few hundred
you think
bucks
they
a hand
care?
At the table.
Honestly, you think they really care what you look like?
No.
No, but
how many chips you got?
Yeah, Joe's got a stack of chips in front of him. He's
but they're dollars.
I took years and years and years and years ago, before I ever was married. I mean, flip this
it.
Around.
You pried it out.
A long time ago. Well, and one of those girls while I was playing. And so I stopped playing and was talking to her. And then I realized, wow, really? Just thought some gal was in town for...
Right. Just thought you look cute.
Wanted to have a drink or something. Right. I just went back to the table.
Text just came in and said, stop being a teabag, Hollywood. You're breaking the bro code.
I'm not breaking any code.
Yeah, you
his
are.
My wife doesn't listen to the show, so she's not going to find out.
What's wrong with you,
just
seriously?
Such a crazy question.
You can say no. I mean, you don't.
No.
All right.
Will you stop if I said no twice? No, no.
I would have liked to see what his reaction would be if you said yes.
It's just it's that awkward moment now. It's just kind of awkward.
It, right? That's Hollywood for you.
Kind of that awkward moment
Texter said you guys better move out of the way because lightning's about to hit Joe, saying he's going to stay in his room. Is that in your line?
I'm staying in my room.
You better do that Barry
be
Sanders spin
down
move.
Because of your lying?
I'm staying in my room.
Barry Sanders spin move.
I'm staying in my room.
If you were staying in your room, what hotel room would you be staying in?
Why do you care so much?
I'm just curious. Who are you doing research for? Are you writing a book?
All right, we got to go to break. We got
to live through you.
Listen, just get ready for the UM game this weekend. That's all you have to do. All right. Are you doing the pre and the post?
Just the pregame this
week. All right, good. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. Don Strock is going to join us at 9 o'clock, and Stroker has seen the very immature Joe Rose grow up right in front of him, man, through the years. Right now, though, I want to tell you about my friends here at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. I love talking about the work and family-owned Air Around the Clock. Big Daddy Lenny, we lost, but guess what? We didn't lose Air Around the Clock. Now, Eric, Mike, Chippy, Big Joe and Brian, just keeping it rolling and rolling at a high pace right now. You know what? You start talking. I've been with Air Around the Clock for almost 30 years now. They've been around a lot longer than that, and I will tell you this. It is still about great service every day with 120 trucks on the road every day to service you. Trained and certified technicians working 7 days a week. Special financing, very competitive prices. And if you know and I know and everybody knows that your air conditioning unit is completely dead and you need a new one, Air Around the Clock's got them in stock, ready to go. They don't have to order them and wait a week, and you're sitting around. Everything with Air Around the Clock's about service. Fantastic service, coming out quickly with all those trucks and all those great people they have at work for them, ready to help you. And, oh, by the way, I want to let you know, all you have to do is call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. So don't sweat it when you can call Air Around the Clock. I got something else I want to tell you. They got some of the best plumbers in the business at Around the Clock Plumbing for you. 855 Plumber, water heaters, clogged toilets. That's 855 Plumber. They'll take care of all your problems. They're doing it all for you, air conditioning and plumbing problems. Just remember the name, Air Around the Clock.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
He's real funny today, man. He's
no
just
good? I don't know. I think this is something you'd like.
The Monkees.
Good song. My dad listens to this.
You're
come
on a roll today.
Sing, you know the verse.
Where's he
go
ranked on a scale of 1 to 10 for being annoying today?
Oh, 47. All
right. Oh, what can it be?
I knew you'd start singing.
You guys remember?
You gave us there. Was
you remember they had a show, the
Monkees show? I
hey,
saw
hey,
that.
We're the Monkees. Yeah, remember that?
I do remember that.
And the one guy.
What do you mean you remember that?
The Monkees TV show?
Was that around? That
I saw the Monkees TV show.
I wasn't sure how old
I don't know,
it was.
Like
it was
three like or four years older than me. What the hell are you talking
I'm gonna
about?
I'm going to look up when the Monkees. I didn't see it like the opening season of it, but I did see the Monkees show at one point. I don't know if it was on like TBS at the time or something, 10 years after it
well,
aired.
Well, you don't have to say what stage. I have no idea, but
saying.
I know the Monkees were on. And
I do remember.
It was kind of a must-watch.
Davey, whatever
that and the
was.
Partridge Family, man. Yeah. Don't forget. Did you watch the Partridge Family?
No, did not watch Partridge Family.
Bro, that show ended in 1968.
I'm telling you,
okay,
they had that
stop.
Show on.
I mean, just stop. Listen, it's okay. It's okay.
Bro, I'm going to be 100% honest.
Bro, the show ended in 1968.
And you think they never aired it again on any like the TBSs or anything after that? Why would I know who the people are in the Monkees?
It obviously wasn't that good. It only had two seasons from 1966 to 1968.
That's right.
Oh, Zach. How much did you remember about that in 1968?
I saw the Monkees TV show not in 1968. But I'm telling you that they played that show afterwards.
Oh,
they didn't
man.
Stop that show and never play it again. I'm telling you. I know the guys.
My ended goodness. Ended in 1968.
And it never played again?
Are you guys done?
Said 1986 to 1989 it played also.
Yeah. That's okay. What you saw. Yeah. You got him.
Anything else, Hollywood?
Yeah,
smart ass?
That must have been what you saw. I'm sorry.
Right. I'm telling you, I saw the show. I know that Davey, whatever his name is, the head guy.
By the way, you were what, four? Three, four?
10.
Oh, he remembers that.
1989, I was 10 years old.
Anyway, let's move on here. Wow. You guys sitting here calling each other out on
I'm
stuff.
Not calling anyone out.
I know he's calling you out.
No, he's just like, hey, back in 68, I used to love that
did
show.
Did I say that? Did I
yeah. No, he did. Saw the 80s version. Come on.
Come on, man. Just don't be upset that you're the only one that talks to the boss and you blame everyone else for that. Because you're always going to go
Wait
back to
Wait a
that.
Second. You were over there for quite a while.
I had to talk about Zach in the nose.
We were both watching you.
Right. I had to. Well,
we were scouting you yesterday.
I
we
be
saw
honest
you
with
over
you.
There.
Kenny
I looked
Walker.
Over there and I go, what do you think's going on in that meeting?
Kenny Walker.
And then I said to myself,
stories.
Not much.
Not much. I listened to Kenny Walker and Len tell stories yesterday.
Pretty sure Joe called you a company man.
I doubt that.
All right. So anyway, we got a lot more. You're in rare form today.
Rare
man.
Form
you
today,
are,
man.
You are out making sure that you keep that same amount of friends.
You
None.
Better make sure you're prepared for that hurricane pregame show. That's all you need to
Oh,
worry
let me
about.
Tell you something. He thought, you know, he's real good at all that stuff until all that negative stuff was coming
oh,
in.
Oh God.
And he was just
Yeah, but I wasn't
was
nobody
bag.
Pitches more than Hollywood.
I wasn't
about
expecting
that.
Last Saturday to take that kind of a beating in the postgame show. I really wasn't. I actually thought they were gonna win that game, but
So you didn't figure out sometime in the fourth quarter this show I'm getting ready to do is gonna be pretty ugly today?
No. I mean, I realized at that point, but I thought going into that game, I thought Miami was going to win that football game. Didn't you?
I cannot wait till you get to the text messages, by the way.
I will just say this. Manny Diaz, because all this stuff's coming out, Manny's talking about playing a lot of young guys, which he should this week with what you're playing.
Right.
And both those young quarterbacks should hopefully get 20-plus throws each and get some work in that way, and all those guys that haven't played that you're there getting, and the assistant coaches there are getting better and better. Zach, they're getting a lot of work. I'm not saying the following week they're going to play the whole game, but you need to start playing those guys, because Barry Jackson's article, of course, got picked up yesterday by ESPN and CBS and all the sports websites that go nationally. Everybody reads. And it's I've seen this before. This is not the first time it's happened, but it's out there. And he, you know, Coach Diaz, who I like, has one thing left. He has got to get this thing somehow. It's going to be tough, too. Let's not make it sound like this is going to turn a switch on and it's going to be light around the team. They got that ACC schedule. That's it. That's they haven't played a game yet. That's the only saving grace of – what has taken place. And they've got a lot of guys. It's been written over and over. They got a lot of guys in their third, fourth, and fifth year that are not playing well, which, by the way, doesn't just say stuff about those players, but the coach is not getting more out of those players. It all ties in together. So,
I just think names off the back, numbers off their jersey, you line them up in practice, and whoever's playing the best, you play. I don't care if a guy's 23 or 17. You got to play your best player.
No, at this point, you're right.
Like, I think it's over with at this point when you talk about a guy, oh, he's been in this program for 6 seasons or he's been here for 5 years and he deserves a right to. No, he doesn't. No one deserves anything at this point unless you practice like you should play. This team is not good enough to do that. They're not. Outside of the quarterback position right now, I would just think that every position is kind of up in the air.
All the guys they were counting on, starting with tight end and wide receiver, have been thought those two you could kind of count on, and hasn't been that way. Defensively, what have you seen special in their secondary, defensive secondary?
Nothing.
So,
and it's double pressure on Manny because he's the head coach and his defensive coordinator.
He's a GM. He's
right. I mean, outside of all that stuff, he
approves green lights.
Defense.
Green lights the players right. are going after and everything else. Yeah. So this is a week to kind of kind of like a practice game to kind of get everything rolling and get hopefully to play a lot of guys, and then it starts. And by the way, you don't think everybody is looking in the ACC going, man, do I want to play the Miami Hurricanes?
Right.
They're looking. I do the same thing. I look week to week going, wow, Miami's got a chance to be. Oh, Miami's got a chance to beat. And they're all doing that. Every one of those teams are doing that when they look at the Miami Hurricanes right now. Hang in there early. When they have a chance, get off to a good start. And they will collapse, will be the thought by everybody.
Terrible way to look at it. Right?
We got Don Strock going to join us coming up in just a couple minutes, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.